We have some quite wonderful music ahead by Berlioz, Wagner, Shostakovich, and Haydn. But first, I am joined by a special guest. Iowa is one of the great places in the country for choral music. And I have with me in the studio a new voice who is an example of just what I mean. Alice Reed Prusner is the founder and artistic director of Bel Canto Cedar Valley. Well, they have a concert coming up on May 3rd. That's this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And at 3 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo. We're going to hear a little bit about it and hear the title piece in just a moment. Alice, you grew up in Cedar Falls.
I did. We moved here in middle school.
And then you went to Augustana down in the Quad Cities.
Yes, sir.
And there you studied...
I was vocal music ed.
Okay, vocal music education. Okay, and then you came back here for a master's degree in choral conducting, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so we did a little pre-interviewing here. So here you are, and you founded this group. Tell us about this group, Bel Canto.
Well, I founded Bel Canto in 2012, and Bel Canto is an auditioned chamber choir that is dedicated to presenting the Cedar Valley with a variety of choral music, of time periods, styles, languages, and also of promoting the works of young and emerging composers from around our area as well. We also are really interested in promoting music in general and live performance, local performance of community music and supporting music as a lifelong passion, regardless of what your career path may or may not be.
So to give some idea of just how broad the reach is, the chorus includes members from the University of Northern Iowa, from the community, and you also have members of the Waterloo West High School Choir.
Yes, this season we're excited to premiere a new offering. We are working with local high schools to enhance and support their choral music programs. So this year we're partnering with Waterloo West High School. The director there, James Healy, was one of our founding members. And so we have invited a subset of his chamber choir to come and sing with us on our upcoming concert. So they will be singing three different pieces. Next year, we will be partnering with Cedar Falls High School. And the year after that, we'll be partnering with East.
What a wonderful experience for those students, you know, to get a chance to sing with an adult choir like that.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And it's been fun for us as well because they're so enthusiastic and so well prepared. It's really been a treat to work with them.
Now, when you say you have music from all periods, I see Pachelbel, not the canon, one of his Magnificats.
Yes, it's a Magnificat, you know, Mary's song of praise and adoration when she realized that she was bearing Jesus. And it's a fun piece because the timbre of the piece changes every 30 seconds to a minute to reflect the text. And we will be performing that with a continuo, organ, cello, and double bassoon.
Oh, wow. So you have instrumentalists as well as not just a piano. You have other instruments.
We do. And we are lucky enough to have such talented people in our ensemble that both the cello and the double bassoon come from our singers.
Now, on top of that, there's French music. There's some Brahms. There's some Poulenc, Massenet, Eric Whitaker. You also have two world premiere. So let's hear about those, please.
Absolutely. Our first world premiere is Hope Begins, and that's by Joseph Carey, who is our composer in residence. He's a recent graduate of UNI as well, and he took a text by Anne Lamott from her book Bird by Bird, and the quote goes, "Hope begins in the dark. The sudden hope that if you just show up and try to do the right thing, the dawn will come. You wait, you work, you don't give up."
It's got to be the most uplifting quote you could possibly find. So.
It is, and Joe has approached it from a very interesting angle. One of the really wonderful things about music is that it helps us confront things that are sometimes unconfrontable. And Joe has set this kind of from the position of the dark. Because we've all been there. We've all had those moments in our lives when life is so dark and we're not exactly sure where hope will come from. So he set the text, so we start in the dark. Hope begins in the dark. And you get a little further and you try something, it doesn't work, and you're back at the beginning. And he sets it a little differently. It doesn't quite work. You're back at the beginning again. And so we go through three or four iterations, and not until the very end of the piece do we really make it all the way through the dark.
Wow. So it illustrates the journey musically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have really loved digging into the text and digging into the different musical expressions that he's used. It's really quite a brilliant composition.
And then the other piece, Tori Ovall. Tell us about Tori Ovall.
Tori is graduating as an undergrad this in a few weeks. And I commissioned this piece from her in honor.
I was waiting for a pronoun because I didn't know if is Tori male or female. So
she. Okay. I commissioned this piece in honor of my grandmother, who was quite a progressive, forward-thinking, delightful woman, and she was also a poet. So the text is a combination of a poem that my grandmother wrote called Everywhere is Singing, and it's an expression of singing in the garden, singing in the kitchen, singing in my living room, just all the parts of everyday life where people find joy in music. And Tori combined that with my grandmother's favorite folk song, which is Seven Golden Daffodils. And it's a really interesting setting because since my grandmother was so non-traditional, Tori chose non-traditional instrumentation. So it's chorus, alto soloist, my grandmother was an alto, bass clarinet, tenor saxophone, horn, trombone, and piano.
Wow.
So it's a really interesting, unique setting, and there's a lot of word painting, and it's very expressive.
Must be very meaningful for you to have your grandmother's text there. How much of your family will be able to come to this concert and hear it?
Well, my dad is actually in the ensemble,
wow.
And this is his mother, so he always gets a little teary-eyed singing it. But my family lives in town, so quite a few members should be there.
One of the great things about choral singing around Iowa is that can always count on family members to come to the concerts.
But absolutely.
We hope that other people will come. It looks like a great concert. So it's Trinity American Lutheran Church on West 4th Street in Waterloo. Is that Sunday? May 3rd?
It's Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And the concert has a title, My Spirit Sang All Day. Now, this is a piece you're going to sing on it. So.
Yes. This is a setting of a Robert Bridges text by Gerald Finzi, an English composer. And he wrote this set, he wrote a set of seven, right around the time he got married, and his wife's name was Joy. And so throughout all of these pieces, the word joy, the name joy, is interspersed. So this text starts, my spirit sang all day, oh my joy, nothing my heart could know. So the word joy is, I think, said 14 times in this song that's only a minute and a half long.
We're going to hear that piece in just a moment. It's sung by a group called the Finzi Singers. And we really look forward to hearing all about your ongoing work, Alice. This is really a great account. I love the way that you're combining different parts of the community. And this.
Well, thanks, Barney. We're really dedicated to reaching out to different musical and non-musical parts of the community. Our last piece is by Stephen Paulus, who is a Minnesota composer that just passed away in October.
Yeah.
And he was one of the composers really instrumental in bringing back this revival of current composition. He was a founder of the Minnesota Composers Forum, which grew into the National Composers Forum. And we are being joined by a local brass quintet as well for that piece. So
I'm glad you brought this up. It's something I've only discovered myself by being in classical radio, that the place where the contemporary music scene touches the most people and is meaningful to so many people is choral music, because people have to be able to sing it, and choral members have to want to sing it. It is really very exciting.
I think so, for sure.
And not just performing it, you're bringing some more of it into existence with your commissions.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Alice Reed Prisoner is the founder, artistic director of Bel Canto Cedar Valley. You can get the details by Googling Bel Canto Cedar Valley, or if you can fit all of this in one word, www.belcantocedarvalley.org. And the concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock, Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo. Alice, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And now we're going to hear your theme song for this concert, My Spirit Sang All Day, music of Gerald Finzi.
My spirit sang all day.